listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
All right. Hour two. It's Easter. We're live. It's also April Fool's. And I'm not going to, I don't do jokes. I really don't like jokes on April 1st. I think it sets a bad precedent. You know, it really does. You know, I like to be honest and forthright as much as I can, always. That's just me. And I'm weird. And, well, I know Doc and Alan are weird, too. I don't know if they do jokes, but it doesn't really matter. What really matters is we got Mike in Kentucky on the other line, and let's just go figure out what the heck Mike's thinking about today.
Hey, I think I can. Hey. I'm on now.
Yeah, sure, man.
Whatever you said there, the big burst of static cut. I didn't get to hear what you said. So yeah, Mike in Kentucky, and yeah, given the media topic that and genre that we're in here, there's already enough disinformation flying around without any April Fool's stuff. You know, right. It's a constant battle to weed through the disinformation, and it's hard to know how many thousands or tens of thousands of bureaucratic types that are out there in the NSA or the CIA or whatever putting out disinformation to try to distract people from finding out this crap they're pulling. So, yeah, April Fool's jokes just don't go over well with me either. I'm right with you on that.
You're going to hide something from us, huh?
You ain't been trying to run over any bicyclists lately, have you?
Dude, I've been seeing lots of them. They're like, they're everywhere.
Well, I'll get used to it because the way this economy's going, the Chinese rush hour is coming. And I tell you what, I'll be on the bike more and more if I have to drive a dang car that's GPS driverless controlled with no dang steering column. I don't feel comfortable with that.
I can take care of you.
I want a steering column.
What? We're going to make you get a driver's license for your bicycle. We're going to tag your bicycle, and we're going to make you get insurance for that, too. Ha! Just kidding.
Well,
we are not.
Yeah.
They will try.
I don't know. They can try. I mean, New Orleans, I've got a little New Orleans license plate for a bicycle that I found somewhere. I can't, you know, on a used bicycle, but there's been municipalities for decades that have been doing that. Jack McLam, back in the 90s, I forget what it was, some, you know, folded up in foil, sent off $5, and he sent this big manila envelope, like 3/4 inch thick, full of papers, photocopies from old police manuals. They've been trying to, since the new freedoms or the new world order, halfway through World War II, FDR and his occultists decided that, you know, they would switch the Allies over to the, what did they call them? The United Nations. And that was a precursor to sell the idea of the United Nations and the four freedoms and all that fun stuff. And so during that same time period, there was this huge push to redo some of the state constitutions, including Kentucky, where I've read transcripts of radio shows where they talked about that. We need to completely revamp the Constitution of Kentucky because it contains rhetorical flourishes from the Enlightenment period. And these police manuals, I'll talk about licensing liberty and converting everything into a damn privilege granted by government. So, gee, it sounds like that's exactly what they've done in the last 6 decades, huh? Bunch of traitorous assholes.
Rhetorical? How'd you say that? Rhetorical?
Rhetorical flourishes of the Enlightenment period. And basically what they're referring to is these constitutional principles that are outside the scope of the government or the duped democratic masses to alter, like you have an unalienable right to self-defense. And that would include carrying concealed weapons. So sure enough, Kentucky converted that to a licensed privilege so that some of the jerks in office could carry concealed weapons into the Capitol building. That's what a Legislative Research Commission guy told me is that the whole motivation behind that was so that elected officials could carry their own firearms into the Capitol building, like they're going to get into a gunfight over something in the, you know, in the legislature. It didn't make a lot of sense to me. But
I don't know. It makes a lot of sense to me.
I know a paralegal that wrote like a almost an inch thick treatise on the issues. And how, you know, Kentucky's first two constitutions were returned mysteriously to the archives, but they don't have anything but a typewritten copy with no signatures for the 1850, and there's no original copy, even close to an original copy of the 1891 Constitution. So they don't even have true and original copies of the previous two constitutions, and the first two in 1791 and 1799 have exemptions in the Bill of Rights section known as Section 10 that cannot be changed. It says in all capital letters, boldly, we declare this section is outside the scope and power of government to alter. So how in the heck did they legally alter it? They didn't. It's constructive fraud. I'll bet you right. the rest of the state constitutions have that in there. So when everybody argues Second Amendment, First Amendment, and all this stuff at the federal level, they're ignoring their domicile state constitutions. And I think that's a mistake. When you're dragged into federal court, you need to say, you know, I'm demanding that I be recognized as a Kentuckian, you know, not a person, but a Kentuckian. If the court cannot recognize me, it has no jurisdiction over me, and I'll see you later, you know. Of course, they'll ignore right. that, but at least you get it in the record for potential appeal.
In the record. I know that court records can and have been changed to reflect other than what was said in the courtroom.
Right, so you have to have your own dang court reporter or some other way to record it, and oftentimes if you're only appearing on video from a jail cell in a jumpsuit, then your ability to do that is limited. So, you know, it takes a lot of resources and friends to stand up to these guys, because they have, I think, basically it's an open cult of federalism that's been propagandized to a lot of these people. And it's hard to fathom, but just, you know, what motivates them? Their pension? Their potential pension? I mean,
is that not enough?
I think that's enough.
Not for you, maybe.
I mean, for
a lot of these out there, you know, so the court reporter, she sits there and she types all this stuff, and let's just talk about the case that Kerrville versus Susie Kamik, right? And Alan has brought this up quite a few times, and so how did this happen? Right, they go to court, and everybody sit in the courtroom, and they see the judge is asked the question: "Is this a common law court, or is this a statutory court?" And the judge answers that it's a statutory court. And well, when the notes are printed, right? When her notes are printed, they change it and they say that Susie made that statement.
Not
is that the
judge.
Court reporter? Was that somebody after the court reporter? Where's their chain of custody? Like you say, you know, your state constitution was tweaked, and they kept no records of the tweaking, right, to figure out who wanted to do what, when, and how, right? But the chain of custody in that is just all, well, you are hired by the blessed state, oh, court reporter, type your stuff, go home, check it into an evidence locker where they probably don't have that. It's probably a storage shed somewhere out, you know, rented somewhere. And I don't know who's the nefarious.
Well, the entire, from what I was told or what a founder of several local broadcast stations that I was low-power TV division records have been sent to the island of Malta. Some dang contractor, I guess, that won the bid has taken a whole bunch of the FCC records and stored them on the island of Malta. Well, that, and it takes months to retrieve those records. It's almost like that scene in the end of the Raiders of the Lost Ark where it gets put in a crate and stenciled and put lost in a warehouse, you know. You want to get the records, you know, they're over on the other side of the dang planet because it was the lowest bidder or something.
And there were Tesla's papers and everything else that's been kept.
Yeah, probably. Who knows? They're lost in the basement of the Vatican somewhere along with a whole bunch of other documents that would debunk what's been going on the last 60 years. But, yeah, I don't know. It's a little bit, what would you say, damaging to our hope of making any kind of change. But every now and then, I you know, when I'm feeling down, I think about, because I bought back in the 90s also a book by a guy by the name of Terry Cook. And it at that time contained something like, I don't know, 10 or 12 years worth of advertisements. If we had no active resistance in the last 25 or 30 years, they would already have probably three or four chips injected in us, and most of the dumb public would go along with it because, oh, well, they hacked the database. We've got to inject a new chip in you. You know, are you going to take the old ones out? No. So every time you walk past the Wi-Fi modem or any kind of a doorway with a scanner, have you seen the pictures?
Mike, how about your data's been compromised? We need to change your DNA.
Oh, God. Well, I've seen some pictures of some scary-looking stuff dug out of these animals that have had the RFID implanted in them, just a hairy black mass. So we need to act, you know, with that. You know, there's some glimmer of validity in that. Validity, I was going to say, it makes resistance not so futile when you think about that. Where would we be if we didn't have the Patriot Movement and the Janet Reno haters, you know? Where would we be if the Freemen hadn't tried to do what they've done, you know, or any of these other active resistance, you know?
Mike, I think I might have said this last week, but I'm going to repeat it. I was in a checkout line, and the lady in front of me is, trying to pay with a credit card. And the checker's like, oh, okay, is that got a chip? Yes, it's got a chip. Okay, well, slide it into the bottom of that. Okay, now wait. Okay, wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Okay, now it says remove. Now remove it. Okay, now, well, it didn't take. Let's do that again. Here we go. Put it in. Take it out. Now sign. Now there! Isn't that easy? It's kind of like, wow, we just went a step backwards in, digital cash transactions, and they're hailing it as an advance. They're hailing it as an advance of security for the credit card companies, because that chip's doing some damn thing to authenticate, to prove that it's actually itself, instead of having the magnet strip. But people are just frustrated by it. The checker's frustrated by going through
it was
all that
less,
stuff. It's by design.
Less than 2 or 3 months after those stupid credit cards came out with those chips, within about 3 months, they started issuing warnings. If you try to stick your card in a chip reader and it doesn't take and makes you swipe the card, it's an indication that kiosk or card scanner has been compromised with malware. And same thing for the dang pumps, the gas pumps. Within 3 months, they had compromised those with skimmers that could skim the information off your chip and pass it through to the pump and make it look like it worked. And then they come back, you know, and grab the skimmer out of the slot. So,
but
I mean, all that stuff is compromised almost as soon as it gets released.
it's as beautiful as on an evil side as shipping all these records off to the island of Malta.
Yeah, it's just asinine.
You know, it's asinine, but it gets the people angry, right? And they go, well, there's got to be a better solution, right? There's got to be but we know the solution that they're going to be handed next, right? Here you go. Here's the solution, but you need to be prepared for it. And
yeah, what, Steve, what's the movie?
I'm not.
What's the movie, Steve? Everyone has a chip in them, and when you work, you get paid in time added on to your lifetime. When you buy a McDonald's hamburger, sometimes you know we'll take 15 minutes off for a Big Mac and a side of fries and a large Coke.
Justin Timberlake, Out of Time, or something like that.
I totally missed that one.
Yeah, look, In Time is the name of the movie.
You should find that one, Mike. It's great, and even with Justin Timberlake in it, right?
Well, I like the clip. I may have to, here in a few minutes, I may have to look it up and play it just for the fun of it, but there's a clip for Sandra Bullock explaining to John Spartan, you know, which is Sylvester Stallone, after he's been thawed out from his cryogenic prison. She's explaining it with a nice little computer animation. Everybody was low-jacked after the great earthquake of 2015 or something. It was a brilliant plan by Dr. Cocteau to put a biometric chip in everybody, so everybody's tracked now. And she's all giving this glowing report about it. And some other, like, captain goes, I don't know what you policemen did before we had this. And he goes, we work for a living. This fascist crap makes me want to puke. And then he turns around and says, why don't you just shove a leech up my ass, you know? And then you can hear the scanner in the background going, John Spartan, you're fined one credit for a violation of the verbal morality code. And he spits out the papers, and he figures out that he can use that for toilet paper later. It's hilarious. If you've never seen the movie, it's called Demolition Man. And of course he ends up destroying the police headquarters trying to catch a criminal, but it's,
I remember that one. Yeah, that was,
it's classic. It's funny how much has come true from that one. And in 1999, Schwarzenegger did one called The Sixth Day, where they started cloning people's brains and with an eye scanner that was meant to be, you know, everybody thought was just scanning your ID. And they were actually scanning an engram of your brain so they could clone you. And they had driverless cars in that movie, and they had a product placement that looked like a dang commercial where Arnold Schwarzenegger was feeding his daughter some breakfast cereal and puts his milk back in the fridge, and the fridge talks to him and says, you're almost out of milk. And he reaches around like a photo op, and he's like almost staring at the camera, punching the touch screen on the front of the refrigerator. And this movie was produced in probably 1998, 20 years ago. And what was it, last year, John McCaffrey showed a tweet that showed the picture of the refrigerators on the showroom floor had already been hacked to show porno right on the dang sales floor.
Mm-hmm.
But 20 years ago,
yeah.
they've had these plans in place for 30-some years to try to increase the screws, tighten the screws on this tracking grid. And you know, if it wasn't for active resistance, I think we'd already have who knows how many chips implanted in us. They've got them down now to the size of a fleck of pepper. I think IBM announced one that's a grain of salt that's as powerful as a 286 computer just last week.
How about a grain of salt.
Huh?
Nanotechnology, even.
Well, I mean, the Hitachi Mu chip has been out probably for 17 years, the size of a fleck of pepper. It's an RFID. Some of these, I read about a secure room up here in Cincinnati, you know, 200 miles away from me or 2 hours away. And if they put these Mu chips on the floor and they statically cling to your shoes, if you walk out of the building and your ID card in your pocket does not give you authorization to have been in that secure computer room. I don't know. I guess a door drops down and they taser you. I don't know. It's the same sort of thing going on in Mexico City, where they've actually implanted chips in their people. So
technology, wonderful.
This is what's publicly known. Who knows what's top secret?
Right.
Hey, yep, thanks for the call, Mike.
Sure. You guys have a good Easter anyway.
Yeah, this is no joke. It's April 1st. It's Easter. But, hey, we're here live, Republic of Texas Radio.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
All right. Hey, before we go back to the phones, I want to see if Doc had anything to add to our, well, electronic nightmare.
Well, yeah, you know, I just about finished it. I'm on the last couple pages. There's a book out that Alan talks about, and my friend Bill's reading it right now, who's going to be on with us next week. And it's Mass Control, Engineering Human Consciences. And they've been doing things, as Mike said, we only know a little bit publicly, but they've been doing things for a long, long time. And one of the things the author in that book said is a lot of the interview, and he's got research, tons of interviews and paperwork and real world people. And he said a lot of times you didn't want to believe the stories, but everything checks out. And things like, well, I went into the hospital for a knee injury and came out and I've got implants of some kind in me. And everybody said, no, you don't. And they went and had him x-rayed. And sure enough, there was little things implanted against his will. And this stuff's been known for a long time, just not to the general public. So as Mike said, there is no telling what they've done, what they're doing. And a lot of the stuff you see in the movies has been out for a long time. And it's very much reality.
Yeah, and scary. You know, it's really scary how much they did that. you know, what's that group called there, Alan? The Jason Group and the, there's the other group.
Mitre Corp.
Mitre Corp. Whatever. Ooh. Scary Sunday. Dun, dun, dun. The phone lines are open. 1-800-313-9443. We've got Jerry in Chicago and Art off the grid. He's coming up next, but let's go to Jerry in Chicago. Hey, I really did appreciate hearing about your friend yesterday. Sounds like you've got a really great cat. You there, Jerry? Jerry. You there, Jerry? I'm hearing just like dead air. I'm talking. Well, let's hold off for a second, unless Jerry in Chicago is there, and you can just speak up. And otherwise, maybe Sam, you can see if we still got him. And let's do this, Sam. Hey, how about just jumping over to Art, and we can see what happened to Jerry, and then move on. Let's see, Art, are you there? Man, crickets, they're here today. Maybe we're having problems with our phone line. Maybe something else is going on. I don't know. You know, having such a broad spectrum of subjects, and they all kind of weave together, because the animal thing, cats and dogs and RFID, that's been there. They attacked our animals first, and they didn't, Well, they lied to us, and that was bad. They've been doing it for a long time. You know, we talk about vaccines, and think about how many vaccines they try to shove down your animal, and then they try to save your animal with, pharmaceuticals and things like that. You know, they create a perpetual machine, and they just teach vets how to operate in this kind of a system. And then everybody, knows they've been beta testing this, the chipping thing. You know, Mike from Kentucky, he was talking about that, some big old metastasized something or other, coming out with the chip. Doc, what have you seen on the animal chippery stuff?
Well, they've been pushing it for a long time and trying to tell people how important it is, but I don't like it in the animals any more than I do in myself. So I've never allowed it in any of ours.
Yeah, I always thought it was kind of stupid, to beta test your animal. That's kind of crazy. Just see, and then, they're telling you it's all safe. But that's not where the problems all lie. Hey, before I continue that thought, about animals, and I guess I'm going sideways. Let's see if Sam's around, and we can get some kind of feedback. Do we got some people on the phone lines? Maybe we'll just hold off for the break. It's coming up in a few seconds. Jerry in Chicago, Art off the grid. Hang on the lines. We'll figure out what happened, and we'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Today is April 1st. No jokes. No jokes, please. Yeah, it's also Easter. Yeah, that's great. Hey, I'm told that we still have Art and Jerry on the line. Jerry, you're up first. Art, hang in there. Jerry, are you there?
Yes. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Thanks for calling in, man.
Happy Easter to all you gentlemen, and happy 94th birthday to my mother, believe it or not.
Wow, that's great.
Good deal.
Yeah, I heard you you listened to Al Whitney last night. Yeah, I have a good little friend I share my apartment with, and I've shared it with her for about 4.5 years now. And, I just love her to death, you know, and talk about a amazing, loyal companion. I mean, she's almost like a dog, and a lot of my friends and neighbors all say the same thing. You know, she's just like a dog. She walks around and walks up to everybody, wants to be petted, and she's very friendly with people, not too friendly with cats. But,
okay.
You know, I was going to mention to you, this past week I happened to catch Rent's Radio. I cannot remember what night he had a guest on, but there was a whole lot of research, and this is dating back to the early 1950s, where they were actually working on, through the baby bells, the Elidoid bell and everything else like that, working on listening in on everybody's phone call, number one. And it's just gone up the ladder from there, and now they've got something called Smart Dust. And that might even be incorporated with the geoengineering or chemtrails weather modification that they're spraying over our heads, crisscrossing the skies.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about anybody else, but after a heavy day of chemtrailing, the next morning I wake up and I must have to blow my nose at least 14, 15 times. It's unbelievable.
Last night was one of those nights I went outside. It was a nice full moon. I went outside and looked up at the moon. And there was this white haze up there. So I went in, got me a spotlight, and I shined it up in the sky. And it's one of those nights you shine a spotlight up in the sky, and there's all kinds of crap floating around up there. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I've done the same thing. I've done the same thing on, out in the middle of the woods with a very high-loom LED cordless battery-operated lantern. And I sat back about 25 feet. And it was, if this was in July, mind you, when it's kind of hot and humid, and I counted two bugs over a 20-minute period circle around the light. When something like that, you should be infested with bugs.
Right.
Well, we have a definite insect problem. I would say that might have the blame on Fukushima and the 103 nuclear power plants that we have in our country alone. I think they got us over a barrel. You know, let's put it this way. You know, you can lock and load and everything else like that, but I think they got the weapons out there that could take you out by satellite.
Silent weapons for silent wars, right?
No. That is correct.
It sucks. It really does. I find it interesting you brought up the bug thing. Just last night, I was I lived in the same dang place for going on 5 years now. And I remember looking down the way. There's this big old sodium or halide street light that is normally illuminated. And it has like an afro of bugs just all around it because it's, you know, it's attracting them. But it wasn't there. And I'm kind of like, well, why wasn't it there? You know, we usually, the bugs were a lot more several years ago. And I don't know if it's seasonal, if it's part of the spraying. I don't know, but your chemtrails, might be part of that. Hey, Doc, what do you think? Chemtrails, bugs good, bad? Well, life good.
Yeah, it's funny you guys mentioned this because I don't live too far from Bush or Intercontinental Airport, so we get to see a lot of planes come over. And it is amazing to me watching many planes come through, nothing, and then all of a sudden you'll see one with the chemtrail. So anybody who doesn't think that's possible, if you get close to an airport where they've got to come in, you'll see, and it's usually the planes going out or going away. They're not, you know, coming into the airport. But it's amazing how many I've seen in the last few days. And as Jerry said, the sinus problems and the allergies and the things people are suffering with, a lot of it's coming from that, and we didn't used to have it. And I don't see as many of the bugs around the lights here either. So something's going on with that for sure.
Yeah, they're poisoning
the
air.
20 years ago, I used to go up to my brother-in-law's cottage quite a bit. It was like a 72-mile ride. And, you know, when you stop for gas, because gas is always cheaper in Indiana, so you'd always make sure you topped off your tank to come back to Illinois because of the outrageous taxes in Illinois, you'd have to clean your windshield while you were pumping your gas. You don't have to clean your windshield anymore or your headlights because there's no bug splatters on anything or the grill of your vehicles. I mean, it used to be covered with it where washing your vehicle once a week was a routine thing just because of the bugs built up on the front end of the vehicle and the bumper and everything. Not anymore.
That's a fact.
So, hey, that's all I wanted to tune in And you guys all have a happy Easter, and I'm hoping to get a lot of leftovers out of this gig. So have a great one.
Yeah, I'm going to go out after the show here, and it's the one day out of the year that my bunnies lay eggs, so I'm going to go out and get some breakfast here after the show.
Oh, my God. Bunnies laying eggs. They don't lay eggs, folks. We're Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, do we still got Art off the grid? Are you there, man?
Yes, sir. I'm here. How you doing, man?
Really good. It's been a long time, man. Too long.
Yeah, long, long time. Hey, we're probably going to get caught by the break, but we'll get in what we can get in. Before we get to what I called in about, because I want to talk about these little Second Amendment anti-gun protesters, but just to comment on a few things that have been said up to this point, I looked up the movie with Justin Timberlake. It's called In Time.
Right.
But there's also a TV series was on several years back called Continuum. And in this TV series, it has everything is either earned or will cost you what's called life credits.
Yep.
So there we go. My nephew is staying with me for a while as he learns how to behave himself and learns discipline and such things as this. And I was telling him, because he's taking English Lit, and I was telling him when we were in school, required reading was 1984 by George Orwell and Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. Well, he loves to read, so he went to school the next day, and believe it or not, the school library no longer carries those books. You kind of have to wonder. You were talking about the driverless cars. Isn't it interesting that as soon as driverless cars are out, Uber, boom, lady on a bicycle gets hit. Imagine that. I wonder, if somebody had actually been holding onto a steering wheel, would that have happened? On the issue of chemtrails, I always thought, chemtrails, I know about chemtrails. I've been aware of them for many years. But I'd heard things that I'd never seen before. And one day I'm out, and we're watching some chemtrails. I'm out in Missouri. And look up in the sky, and there's all these crisscrossy chemtrails. And I just kind of jokingly commented to my buddy standing next to me. I said, I've heard about spider webs. Wouldn't it be something if we saw spider webs dropping? Sure enough, 30 minutes later, spider webs were falling out of the sky. About 2 weeks later, I'm in town in Rolla, Missouri, and I look up in the sky, and there are circle chemtrails. Never seen that before.
I've seen those before.
Targeting in an area.
I've seen those before, Art. I've seen three times. I've seen circles. Yeah, tight circles, not big ones, but tight ones.
And and the final thing before we get to what I wanted to actually talk about was someone in the chat room said we all carry the chips voluntarily. Not all of us do. I am absolutely opposed, but I am forced to do it because of all these compliant little slaves. All these little sheeple who go right along with everything, because everybody, all these people are so willing to do the chip thing, I am forced to do it in order to do this. And it's insane.
And, along with the cameras that are on all those, stoplights and everything around the country, if you look, there's a little white thing up there, a little white square on a lot of them. When you go underneath those things, it's pinging the RFID and your credit cards and your driver's license, and they know exactly who you are, where you are, and they're tracking your movements that way also.
Wow, that's okay. Thanks for that information. I didn't know that. Anyway, what I called in about, it's nuts. Now they get, oh, God, there's so many people are so angry at Ted Nugent right now because of what he said about these little protesters. And a lot of people are getting upset and boycotting this and boycotting that because the pro-gun, people speaking out in favor of the Second Amendment and such as this. But we've got these little morons, these little teenage drop shots is what we used to call them in the penitentiary and in the military, that are protesting against guns. They want to ban this and ban that and do the other and It puts me in mind of what Kissinger said so many years ago. Today, Americans would be outraged if United Nations troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, and threaten our very existence. It is then that all peoples of the world will plead with world leaders to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by their world government. Now, he was talking about an alien invasion or something like that, but the very first part of it is so true. Back then, if you even considered the kind of garbage they're pulling today, people would have just been in the streets marching and protesting, wanting to overthrow the government. Today, they're out there protesting for the government to overthrow our rights. And,
These are the same people that want to get rid of our weapons are the same people that will kill the unborn all day long and smile and be happy about it. But once you're born, you're all of a sudden worth something?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me. And here's the thing. What these people don't understand, they want to walk around and talk about, I have the right to free speech and this and that and the other and blah, 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 but you don't have the right to guns. And it's like, wait a minute, do you not understand what the Second Amendment states?
Of course they don't.
The Second Amendment, clear.
They don't. They don't. They don't read that. They don't think for themselves. And, quite frankly, they're kids. Look, they're kids. They have nothing in their head. And unfortunately, they've been through the indoctrination camps, and they're out there having fun, regurgitating stuff that they've been given, and they don't know any better. They're stupid, but they think they're smart. That's what the problem is. Back in the day, when we were growing up, everybody knew kids are stupid, right? They're not stupid. Stupid is the wrong word. Ignorant might be the right word. Stupid, some of them are stupid. I know a lot of people. But, man, it's like they're given too many choices. They're given too much voice, right? If a kid gets up and says something stupid, you go, man, that's stupid. You don't even know the subject. Oh, I'm an expert on AR-44s. It's like, dude, you're stupid.
Here's the thing. It's insane to me when people want to start talking about rights, and I ask them, what's the most fundamental right that you have? And they want to think it's the freedom of speech. No, it's not. Your most fundamental right is the right to choose. And I got into an argument with somebody over this. Now, you want to choose to give up your right to keep and bear arms. That's your right to choose to do that. But don't force that on me. And let me ask you a question. What is it that gives you the ability to defend and maintain and retain and keep your rights? It's your right to keep and bear arms, your ability to withstand, stand against, and fight against oppressive governments. Without the Second Amendment, without the means of arms, you have no way to defend yourself. So if you give up your right to keep and bear arms, if you waive that right, and you relinquish your right to keep and bear arms, what are you going to use to defend your right to free speech? You're not going to have it.
The government will do it.
We can protest. You can get shot is what you can get. Because that's what it's going to come down to. Oppressive governments kill anyone or anything that gets in their way. And if you remove from the people their ability to withstand against tyranny, that's exactly what you're going to have.
Got two words, Charlotte Iserbeat. It comes back
there
to
you go.
Indoctrination centers. Yep.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. A great book she wrote, and I've read it twice. The
Documented
Deliberate Coming Down of America.
Yeah.
Hey, Doc, you want to jump in here?
Yeah, I was just thinking, these same teenagers that are out there so brainwashed and doing some, and I think stupid's a fine enough word, Steve, are the same ones that are being taught, when you're at home, your room is your privacy. You shouldn't have to let anybody enter. That's your space. And they're being taught this crap to divide the family and tear things apart. And they're not smart enough to realize they've been brainwashed and they haven't learned history. And out there protesting that we don't want guns. So what they ought to do is put giant signs up in front of every business and school that is a gun-free zone. And then see how comfortable everybody feels. Because right now, if you're the bad guys and you have a choice, where are you going to go? A place that has a giant sign that says we're gun-free, or a place where they might shoot back and protect themselves?
Oh, you can make these kids be afraid of toilet paper if you want to. I mean, it's a fear-based model and control system. I can see it right now. It's the toilet paper poisoner. Watch out for the toilet paper, everybody. Check your backpacks. Clear backpacks. We want to ban toilet paper. Bidets! Bidets! You know, the same thing. But in the end, it comes down to the parents. And that's where we're screwed hard. It's the parents. The parents have acquiesced, and we've been acquiescing for generations now, you know, and believing the lies, the independent school districts, you know, they're all independent, and it's just a bunch of parents and teachers and people like you and me that teach our kids. They're all good. Right, but the message has been put in there. There we go, Charlotte Iserby, one more time. You know, the message has been put in there, and they're confusing the parents, and the parents are handcuffed. When I think about how to deal with the boys here at home, I go to my brain, and I remember the three important men in my life that raised me, my dad, my stepdad, and my friend's dad, and all of them. You know, they taught me how to be a man, and that you're dang dumb kid till you grow up. Anyways, we'll be right back. We got Art off the grid. We'll be closing out the show. Hang on, folks. Republic of Texas Radio.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Last second. A couple minutes left there, Art off the grid. Why don't you close us out? Give me your closing thoughts.
Oh, man, jeez. Yeah, you were right. Huh? A lot of it is on the, you know, the, and we as parents have got to step up and start taking back the control. It's interesting. Children were at one time referred to as biological property. Well, if it's property, that means you have control. They're your children. No one can tell you how to raise your children. Only you can do that. Now, until the parents are willing to step up, take back control, nothing's going to change. That's where we need to target. We need to target the parents. Get the parents to understand you are the only ones that can correct this problem. The rest of us can get out here, scream and holler and bitch and beller at the top of our lungs. It's not going to do any good until you, the parents, step up, take control, and teach your children.
Those good words, unfortunately.
They have been engineering human consciousness, and they're good at it. They've been doing it for a long time.
Yep. And to reiterate what you were saying, everybody needs to read Charlotte Iserbeet's Deliberate Down of America. And when you're done with that, go to Maggie Rodden's website, theunsolicitedopinion.com, and find the video called Cultural Marxism, and watch that. Educate yourself. Find out exactly what it is they've done, how they've done it. And once you know what's happened and how it happened, maybe we can figure out a way to fix it. Thanks,
you
guys. I'm out of here.
Everywhere. Yeah, you see it everywhere once you're aware of what they're doing, don't you, Art?
Yep, it's everywhere. Hey, thanks, guys. I'm out of here. Have a great one.
Okay, you too. Yeah, it's crazy if one were to go down that journey that hasn't gone down that journey yet. You know, Charlotte Iserbeet's Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. It's downloadable. Just put in Deliberate Dumbing Down of America into a search engine or Deliberate Dumbing Down book. You can download it from the internet and read it. You know, once you come aware of that stuff, what do you do with it next? It's a process. It really is. It's got to sink in, internalize. It's going to torture you. You know, your brain will be going, really? Was I that dumb, that stupid, that ignorant? What can I do? That line comes up quickly. What can I do? Well, you got to find that out yourself. I know what I do, right? I try to take back control, right? Say, okay, this is my job, my kids, my job, my decisions. The state says, no, those are our decisions. We'll talk. We'll deal with that. And I, for the most part, we'll deal with that. And we got to try to find a better way. And we do that. Republic Broadcasting is a great way to find a better way. So stay tuned for sure. We got a great Sunday coming up. The weekends are getting better. You know, I love Saturday's lineup. Sunday's lineup makes me happy. And that's a really good thing. What do we got? About a minute left, Alan.
Let's pass it off to Doc. Close us out, Doc.
Well, I think, like you guys have said, the more people learn and the more they see these kind of books of dumbing down of America, the more they realize it. And I think at first you feel helpless. And then you start thinking, what can I do to help my family and my neighborhood and my community?
We don't have to like it.
You will get mad. Then take action. Stand up. Do it. Support RBN. Republic of Texas Radio. Until next week. Enjoy Easter. Happy Easter. Don't play jokes on people. Not nice.
Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends. We are.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce. Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.